Hey everybody, welcome to The Blind Spot. I'm your host, Jason Pulaski, America's favorite blind man. If not now, then soon. I am glad to say that I am now recovering from my hernia surgery, which went fine. I left with everything I came with, except for the hernia, which is good, and, you know, the staff, except for Eric, the anesthesiologist's assistant, was all very professional. Eric made a joke about my waking up a transgender person that I didn't appreciate, mostly for its crassness, which seems odd because I'm a very crass fellow, more often than not. But this joke just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Yeah. Said maybe I'd wake up with a pair of double D tits, like, but he said it like he was getting off on it. So, you know, that wasn't appreciated. But other than that, it was great. Professional staff, good doctors. Hernia is gone. That's nice. I'm in a fair amount of pain, but, you know, I've been cut on, so that's to be expected. I've been taking a... They give you these, like, tiny little fucking oxycodones that are like, I think they're 5 milligrams a pill, which is like nothing. But, you know, I'm sure they're worried about creating new opium addicts, you know, so they're being cautious, which I understand, but that's not like a very helpful thing for the pain, which was okay, but is now pretty bad. And the oxycodone doesn't help. So I'm taking like 2 or 3 at a time. It still doesn't help. But, you know, whatever. It's fairly major surgery. And if I remember right, the pain will go away. Maybe, like, I got 2 or 3 days of this. You know, I came in all pumped up to talk about some shit. Oh, yeah, I remember. The first thing I wanted to talk about, I'm super pissed, is that Google just got rid of its basic HTML view. Which I really liked because it was like a stripped-down email service. There was, like, just what you needed to click on and, like, nothing else. And that was cool. For a blind person, there wasn't, like, a lot of extra frippery and such. You know, 90% of the internet is accessible to me. Like, stuff with a lot of flash, like animation... the example I used to use was, like, the old Harry Potter website where it looks like Hogwarts or whatever, and everything is, like, a graphic and a button, and the button's not labeled right, and, like, the menus are animated. That's not really accessible for me, but most of my stuff is accessible, and, that's nice. No joke. That's definitely cool. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I'll tell you why in a minute. So Google fucking got rid of the basic HTML. I'm real pissed. Like, I want to write them a letter, an email about it, but they'll never see it, so I'm not gonna. And, you know, and that sucks. I'm not going to go find a new email provider. I'm stuck with Google, and, like, I'm annoyed, and then, like, I'm just going to be annoyed until I adapt, and I'll never be as efficient on this new one as the old one, and la, 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 la. And, like, this is the first time I think I've really bitched about a blind person issue here. And, but there you go. I'm fucking pissed. I'm fucking really pissed at Google. I should sell their piece of stock of theirs I own, that $25 piece of Google. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Go fucking go bankrupt like that boxer, Leon Sphinx. I certainly hope his name was Leon Sphinx. Anyway. I haven't slept. I'm tired. I've been in pain last night. Hurt. And, like, the oxy gave me all this weird opiate energy boost. Made it hard to sleep. And I was, like, I think probably going through some stress reaction from the surgery. It doesn't feel minor when you get out and then kind of, like, as you go through it, like, it gets worse. And now I just feel restless. Like, now I feel a little better and I'm bored and, like, I don't know what to do. I got some college shit to do, some college work I can do. So that's something. That's boring, though. I'm in one class for fucking hippies called, what is it called? cultural awareness and online learning, which is basically them trying to shove the theory of social justice up your ass with no mention that anything else exists in the world, which I find disgusting. But I'd like to get a B in the course, so I'll fucking parrot the line. And then an English course, which is research and persuasive writing, which seems like, you know, all right. That one doesn't seem like they're trying to indoctrinate you into anything except for writing well. So that's nice. And, like, to be clear, it's like this social justice class talks about, like, hierarchies of oppression. I think I just stuttered. And, like, dominant races and, like, fucking dominant identities. And, like, I don't know. It's like, what was the question we had to answer? Oh, what's the word I want? This isn't exactly the word I want, but, in what ways does your identity represent, or in what ways may your identity, show implicit bias? So the idea is, like, if you are a white man, for example, you may show implicit bias against black people or towards conventional Western standards of beauty or whatever the fuck they think you're talking about. It's just some fucking nonsense and hock'em and, like, fucking bullshit, frankly. Some humbug. Hogwash. I don't think hock'em's a word. I do feel a little drugged up from my oxycodone. So, forgive me the occasional verbal slip. You know, but it's just bullshit. And, like, I'm not even saying that you can't look at the world through that lens if you want to do that. If you want to fucking look at the world through the theory of social justice, and, like, I'm not too up on it yet. I just started the course. I just know enough not to like it. But if, like, you have a theory, like, there are plenty of theories, you know, that you want to see the world with, and, like, you believe the theory is supported by the facts, and, like, explains the world to you in a way that you either find true or comforting or whatever the fuck, you know, go ahead. That's why we got a bunch of Christians running around, or a bunch of communists, or a bunch of fucking, you know, red-blooded Americans who favor republicanism and democracy, such as moi, you know. For that matter, that's why you got some Canadians and some Israelis and some Frenchmen, you know, all many of them operating on theories, you know. Or you got some fucking, romantics or cynics or, romantic cynics, again, moi, I'm a hybrid there. You got some biological essentialists and some fucking super pro-trans people, whatever the opposite of biological essentialism is. You got those guys, you know. You got people who are hard determinists, soft determinists, you know. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. You got fucking Professor Coyne over there versus Professor Dennett, so to speak, you know. Sam Harris and the Pope. So God forbid I knock anybody's theory they choose to live by. But I do find it highly obnoxious the way they're teaching this social justice course. If I could put this professor on blast by name on my podcast right now, I would do it. Because the problem is, like, you know, when they teach you in college about Catholicism or communism or, oh, I don't know, libertarianism or the free market, or a theory of race relations or of whatever, a social theory, you know. Normally they say to you, like, hey, this is one of many theories. Here's this theory. La, la, la. But with the social justice warrior, not warrior, I am high, but it is a social justice warrior ethos. With this social ethos, I apologize. With this social justice class, it's like, here's the gospel. Fucking memorize it, parrot it back to us. Engage with this theory like it's true. Although we will offer you no supporting evidence it's true, other than our fucking hippie backers and whatever the fuck. You know, and, like, I don't like leaning into this identitarian politics stuff. I really can't remember if I already talked about this, if I did, my bad. But, like, you know, thing is, a lot of people are going to want to tell me all about what my blind identity should mean to me. I know about this. There are, like, wings of blind people. There's the fucking militantly, like, blind people in the National Federation for the Blind. And then there's, like, the Uncle Tom blind people. who are like the softer wing of blind people, and they're called the American Council for the Blind. And like the American Federation for the Blind is all into stupid shit like blind mobility teachers for blind people. And I think that is dumb. And the reason I think it's dumb is because I don't want to get hit by a car to fucking make a statement against the world of sighted people. Like, you know, it's a sighted people's world, as they say. I just live in it. And you know what? I'm pretty cool with that. I think you folks built a pretty good world. I like 98% of it. I have like, let's see, no self-driving car is a problem for me. Google just fucking revamped its basic HTML mode. And it bothers me too, because they have the button there, but then when you click it, it doesn't do anything anymore. Fuck you, Google. Fuck you. I hope all you people who implemented that order get fucking put in the ICC for war crimes. God, fucking right next to the Israelis. Line y'all up. Shoot y'all. Fucking with my email. You know, it's hard to know what women look like. That's a strike against this world. Although that's really on me for not being much better at... I don't want to use the word seduction because it sounds dishonest. So I'll just say hooking up, because then I would know what more women look like. Let's see what else I don't like about this world. Oh yeah, you know, there is a little bit of navigational issues, although with a seeing eye dog, which I may be getting soon, knock on wood, don't fucking jinx it, which I may be getting soon, and modern GPS technology, that's really never been better as far as navigation for the blind goes. It's really never been a better time to be a blind person. I mean, I can't think of one, unless there was some time back in the day when you were like a prophet who became like a blind king. And we're like, these shall be the laws. Yeah, maybe I'm a little fucking high. But unless there was a time like that, you know, or a couple different times like that where you had majorly high social standing, I don't think there has been a better time to be a blind person. Like, just as far as both how the world treats me, but also like how technology treats me. Like, people in the world are pretty nice. Like, I think that as far as being a minority goes, which I am, I love it because, like, in my social justice warrior class, I tra-la-la about how I'm a historically marginalized group. Suck it, bitches. I just think that's funny. But, like, it's really, like, you know, the thing is, people are nice to me, too. Like, I'm technically a minority. And I really don't think about myself like that, because I find that to be, like, fucking, just like a victim mentality. It really is. Like, it really disgusts me. And, like, you know I get a little vehement on the show. But I'm serious. Like, you know, of course I'm blind. Like, 2 weeks ago, I dropped my sunglasses, and I was lying in bed because I had a hernia. And I'm an aggressive guy sometimes. I move quick, even though I shouldn't sometimes. And I leaned over to get my sunglasses and cracked my head on the corner of this dresser table here that I just knocked on and cut my fucking eyebrow open. And then Matt came in and was like, you're bleeding. And I'm like, yeah, I fucking told him what I did. He's like, don't bleed on the sheets. And he was like, peace. That was peace, he said, before he walked out. So, like, you know, blind mistake. A victim of my own blindness. Fucking, you know how I've done that, like, 10 times in my life? I probably have little boxer scars all over my fucking eyebrows. And none of them are from being hit. Which sucks. You know, like, the thing is... And, like, other stuff happens, you know? I almost never do this. This is the first time I've ever done this. But, I was in an argument with my cousin. And I had asked her where the laundry soap was. And she gave me a smart alecky answer, like, you should be able to find it easy. And I was very angry. Not about that, I'd already been angry. I couldn't find the fucking soap. And I'm like, thinking to myself, well, fuck it, I can't. And I'm like, well, this is bleach probably, but it might be soap, and I'm impatient. So I ended up bleaching a bunch of clothes out of, like, a combination of anger, blindness, and impatience. And my cousin's bitchiness, frankly. if I can just take a little of that blame off of me. You know, like, first of all, I could have avoided that situation by slowing down and finding the soap, which I, like, remember choosing not to do. I just got pissy. And, like, second of all, you know, look, the way you gotta fucking deal with this shit, and I really hope you understand that the blindness here is supposed to be a metaphor for, like, other people's fucking problems that are similar to blindness. It's like, yo, you got a row to hoe, and shut the fuck up and hoe that row. And, like, you know, there might be some things you can do to make it a little easier to fucking get through. To get through your life, you know. Like, I fold all of my money so that I fold my fives in half in the front pocket of my wallet. In front of my fives, I have singles laid out straight. And then behind my fives, I fold tens into thirds. And in the second pocket of my wallet, I keep 20s out straight, 50s folded in half, and hundreds folded into thirds. And it saves me from handing, you know, the wrong legal tender to the people I fucking do business with. Which is especially important if you're buying drugs or if you think the fucking cashier is a sketchball. I think that, you know, and so, like, that makes it easier for me to be blind. Like, using credit cards and debit cards makes it easier because I get a full bank record of what I'm doing automatically. If I take an Uber and it's $27.04, ooh, fuck my life, that hernia hurts. If I take that goddamn thing and it's $27.04, you know, I get to see an automatic record in a way that 40 years ago, if I was blind in that back then, I would not have been able to see. Let me see if I can pick up where I left off. Although, you know, given my impaired state, which I mean mentally impaired from some oxycodone, which is not a bad drug as far as things go, although fucking recovering from hernia surgery while you're on it sort of is not ideal. Let me see. Sorry, being blind, looking for a phone. Oh yeah, hey listen, this is the fucking real shit that they don't tell you about. Hey, you don't see this on fucking Ray Charles' social media, do you? Oh, what the fuck is my phone? I hate my life. No, I don't. That's a lie. I'm just irritated. Ah, all right. So, you know, a system that would have made my life easier is, as my mother used to say, always put things where you left them and you know where you find them. Or something. She said something like that. I don't know. Can't remember. Anyway. So I fold my money in a certain way. And so I fold my money in a certain way because it makes my life as a blind person easier. You know, getting a seeing eye dog, or if it's not a seeing eye dog, a guide dog, is a thing that makes a blind person's life, especially mine, much easier, you know. Like creating yourself systems, like memorizing mental maps, remembering where you put stuff, like all this different shit, makes your life easier. And like, you know, being blind, there are still things that don't change. I get asked silly questions all the time by people. But I like people. I enjoy talking to people. And like, you know, I enjoy talking to people and I know enough about these people to know that mostly these people are curious and polite and they just want to know some shit they don't know. And like, they're not trying to be jerks or anything. And they're not trying to be jerks or anything. Like, sorry. I keep getting distracted. I'll tell you why in a little while. You know, and, they just want to know stuff they don't know, and they feel bad, and they're, like, interested, and, like, you know, I am, a charming fellow, if I do say so myself, although I worry the charm is just superficial, and below it is just, God knows, whatever there is, but, you know, so, like, I understand, all that. I mean, I'm curious. I see a motherfucker in a wheelchair and I'm like, hey, how do you wipe your ass? Like, how do you jerk off? Use your feet? If you're like a fucking tetraplegic, I have all sorts of questions. You know, like, I have many questions. I mean, like, when I see a person with Down syndrome, I'm like, ugh, gross. And I feel real bad. Like, I actually watched a show about people with Down syndrome. I think it's called Down for Love. And, like, they were really sweet people. They were like very nice, genuine men and women who seemed to be very simple people who had their priorities very good, very well, straight. They had their priorities very, oh my God, what the fuck am I? They had their priorities well sorted out. There we are. And they were very nice and like very, oh, I don't know. All that complicated bullshit you and I seem to spend our lives like whining and whinging about. They just seem to have dismissed that for the essentials. Like, they just like people. They're very loving. They're very kind. They're very like, they're very sweet people. They remind me of like 12-year-olds crossed with puppy dogs or something. But anyway, like, you know, I see a person with Down syndrome or like a really retarded person. And I feel bad. It's my immediate reaction. Like, oh man, you know. Or a person in a wheelchair or like, I don't know, like a triple amputee or something. The point is, like, I'm a disabled person. And I see people with disabilities and I feel bad. You know, that's a natural human reaction. And if the disability isn't that bad, like you're deaf or like, I mean, I'm saying not that bad. I don't mean not that bad. I'm saying if the disability isn't like intellectual, so you're still like, ooh, careful. You're still like, I was going to say fully human, but that's probably not the right way of saying that. If the disability is not like major intellectual disability, so you're like, oh, I don't know what the fucking word is. Compos mentis. You're like a fully fleshed out human being, you know. I have a billion questions about like what it's like to be deaf or like dyslexic or any of these things. Like that's a natural human response to difference, you know. And I keep that in mind when you know, people ask me questions that might annoy me or I might have been asked like 20,000 times already. Because like I know they aren't coming into it with an agenda or anything. They're just being people. And like, you know, I sometimes pop into the blind people subreddit. It's r/blind in case you're wondering. You know, and like I go there because I don't have many blind friends. I run into blind people when I do blind people things like get a seeing eye dog or like, I don't know, that's the only thing recently, but like, I don't know, if there was like a blind skydivers club, or, you know, maybe blind skiing. I ski. So I run into blind people there sometimes, but like, you know, I'm not like hanging out with blind people. I'm not part of the community. I mean, and no fucking, not very much judgment from my part, if you are. I understand it's nice to be amongst your own kind and feel comfortable. But, like, that's some pussy shit, frankly. It's limiting. I should have more blind friends, but there should be less of a blind people fucking pack thing going on, too. Anyway, I hope I'm not too high on oxycodone for this to make sense. But anyway, where was I? Blind community. Right. Oh yeah, I go on the blind subreddit sometimes, right? And like, I see a lot of these people just fucking, they honestly, they're the saddest group of people I ever fucking like see on Reddit, except for the fucking incels, I guess. But like, all these blind people are just, well, honestly, I have beef with Reddit. Like, to be clear, most of Reddit is complaining. Now I gotta qualify that statement. There's a lot of complaining on Reddit. I don't know if I brought this up on the podcast before. I think maybe with Matt. But like, you know, people go on social media and post a couple comments and then feel accomplished and then go back to their lives and wonder why nothing fucking changed. Because that wasn't a fucking accomplishment. You just fucking complained in public and then went back to fucking doing whatever the fuck you were doing. But anyway, so I go on the blind people subreddit and I see a lot of complaining, like, which is they basically say like the opposite of what I say or the opposite of what I just said. They're like, it's a sign of people's world. These people ask me stupid questions. Why do they keep asking me if my hearing is better than theirs? Why do they ask me how I dream? Why do they treat me like I'm different? Like, and it's like, shut the fuck up. Why don't you go open your eyes and look at the fucking sunset? Oh yeah, you can't, motherfucker. You're blind. No shit, people treat you like you're different. Get over it. You're different. Everybody's different and you're more different. I'm more different. Fucking sick of the attitude. I really am. It's like, you know, the thing is, I wasn't kidding before. It's a sighted world, and we live in it. And it's a pretty fucking great world, you know. Like, it's pretty fucking good. I mean, really, it's pretty good. I don't know. Like, it's wild. Like, and people just have unrealistic expectations for what the world is. It's like, of course people are going to ask you questions. The Reddit post I remember, and there's a billion of these little fuckers out there, so I don't want to single this one bitch out. Pardon my French. Don't even pardon my French. Just pardon my tone. The oxycodone has me kind of pissy, and maybe the healing wounds do too. Apologies, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, this whiny little bastard was like, "I'm a DJ, and I don't want to be known as a blind DJ. I just want to be known as a DJ." And it's like, listen. You think Eminem, like, loved being known as a white rapper? I didn't like that either. Well, I mean, the fucking 18 people who knew me. But, like, you know, I mean, you think, it's like, that's how it goes. Like, that's how it goes when you are a thing who does a thing. It's like, Ray Charles was the blind R&B gospel singer. Same for Stevie Wonder. Like, same for the Blind Boys of Alabama. They were, like, a blind, like, band who sang whatever the fuck they sang, you know. It's like, I don't know, you know, if there's a blind senator, you're damn right he's going to be known as, like, Senator Blindkins or whatever stupid name they'll give him, the blind senator from Alabama, or, like, the, you know, the Supreme Court justice, they call him the blind justice, I guarantee it, you know, you're that's you, that's who you are. I don't know if I told you this story, but, back in the day when people used to go get seeing eye dogs, the people at the seeing eye used to call you Mr. Pulaski or Miss Smith or whatever. I know I've told this, but it's too late now. So the reason they used to do that is because back in the day, you'd be living in your town and then you'd just be known as Blind Charlie or something, you know. "Hey, Blind Charlie, how's it going?" And you're like, "Oh, it's sure going good." The seeing eye wanted to get away from that and make sure, like, that people had the dignity of their, like, you know, fucking humanity. And so they'd make sure to call you Miss Smith or Mr. Pulaski instead of, like, Blind fucking Charlie. So, they actually just got rid of that, like, several years ago. And I thought, oh, like, that was outmoded. That never really happens. Then I had a buddy of mine named Johnny, who's a great guy. Shout out to John. Shout out to Johnny. Hey, welcome to the Blind Spot, buddy. Come on the show whenever you want. You started the original with me. But anyway, so my buddy Johnny, we were hanging out one day and he goes, "Hey, here's my buddy Blind Jay." And it wasn't like a derogatory thing. He just would introduce me like that to people. And I'd be like, "You mind not doing that?" And he was like, "No, I'm going to do it. That's who you are." And I was like, thought about it for a while. And I'm like, you know, cool. What do I have to, like, what do I care? Like, I mean, like, what is it, not true? I mean, it's just, it's a weird thing. You don't want to run away from your identity. Like, if, I mean, you know, look, I'd rather him not do it a little bit. But I've also, like, gotten used to it, and now I find it an endearing habit from him. I don't really care. Like, I really don't. Because I am. Like, it's like people are going to be thinking, oh, that's Blind Jason anyway. Or that's Jay who's blind. Maybe I'll get him to switch it to Jay Blind. But, because it's a person before disability. That's right. I listen in class. So, you know, Sorry, I'm almost losing the thread, but you'll see, I'll pull it back. Blind Jay, maybe I won't. Anyway, So that guy who doesn't want to be known as a blind DJ is like, well, you better stop DJing then, or you're going to be known as a blind DJ, and you'll be known as a blind DJ even if you're the most famous DJ this century and last century combined. Get over it. That's what I'm saying. Like, get over it. You live in the world. You can either leave the world or fucking deal with it. And so deal with it. And, you know, and that's how everybody should be. It's like, you know, I'm sick of this mentality we have now where, like, the goal for some people, and listen, I do not want to fucking paint with too broad of a brush. It's not everybody. It's just some people, and they're just fucking loud. So I'm not talking about everybody here. I'm just talking about the group of people who actually do this. In some circles, it's fashionable to stand up and tra-la-la about how oppressed you are and how many oppressed groups you come from. The more oppressed groups, the better. You know, they call it the Oppression Olympics. Those fucking right-wingers who get more exercised about this than me. I'm dovish on all this shit because there's people far more pissed off than me. But, like, the thing is, like, these people just want to talk about, like, all the fucking things they can't control and some things they can in combination that make them a victim. You're low caste, you're low class, you're not the right race, you're a minority, you're this minority, you're that minority, you're a sexual minority, you're a combination of a racial and sexual minority, or you're a woman, or you're a trans woman, or you're whatever, and it's, or you're blind, or you're deaf, or you're in a wheelchair, or, oh, I don't know, you're indigenous to some fucking place that you don't own that land anymore, or you're dyslexic, or you're short, or you're an incel, or you're fucking a fat, ugly bitch who'll never get laid, and so you fucking cry, or whatever the fucking thing you have, you're autistic, you have Asperger's, I can't say it right, because I'm blind and I read too much on the computer, you know, that's the fucking straight, straight. I'm straight. Fuck yeah. No Freudian slip. Just high. Anyway. That's the fucking sighted world doing me dirty because I have to use a screen reader. It doesn't pronounce words properly. So sometimes I say words wrong because they don't care about me. I'm going to lobby. I'm super gluing myself to fucking Google's corporate headquarters for fucking up my email. And then when they fucking peel me off of that fucking thing, I'm going to go to the headquarters of Freedom Scientific for not working all the kinks out of JAWS, for making me mispronounce words on my own goddamn podcast, because I'm a victim and the goal is to fucking whine about it in public and make it into a fetish and so people can tell me I'm so strong and la, 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 shut the fuck up. Like, people have a lot of hard shit to deal with. I am not saying the world isn't hard. And I'm not even saying the world isn't harder for some people than for other people. But what you're supposed to do is buckle down and fucking deal with it. Ugh, you know, and listen. I complain. I think you may have even heard me complain. You may have even heard me complain today. Or if not today, in the last 5 episodes, surely I've been complaining. You know. But what it is this institutionalized fucking shit that drives me crazy. You know, we fetishize weakness in this country now. It's appalling. It's appalling, you know. And listen, there are weak people. You know, I am not what I would want to be. I am not, I don't use these words in a machismo way on purpose, but I'm not as strong or as tough or as gritty or as fucking... I could be a much better Jason Pulaski in many aspects, and several of those aspects include metaphorically just kicking ass and taking names, fucking, I don't know, eating iron and shitting out nails or whatever the fuck it's supposed to be. You know what I'm talking about. And I don't mean it like just punching people in the face and fucking chain smoking camels and spitting dip out and slapping chicks' asses. I believe they call some of that toxic masculinity. But I do mean that, like, somehow this weird shit has come around where weakness is fetishized and, like, fucking whining to no purpose is encouraged. And I'm against it. As I told that blind DJ, like, listen, you get over it. You're going to be a blind DJ. Fucking embrace what you have, because it's what you have. And when I was young and dumb, I used to rap. I was a pretty good rapper, I think. It's my opinion on it. You can go find it yourself if you want to know. But I was young and dumb, and you know, Matt will tell you all about this. My buddy Matt, whose house I'm at right now. I said, I don't want to market myself as a blind rapper. If I had it over to do again, I would have just called myself like MC Blind like blind mind rhymer, I don't know, like blind mind grind, blind, 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 white, blind. Like, I'd take any unique thing about me and fucking just market it. Everything is marketing. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if I lose a hand, I'm going to call this podcast, like, Blind Captain Hook's Man House or something. I don't care. Like, fuck that. Fuck all that. Fucking nothing is sacred. Everything is marketing. Make money. Fucking stack chips. Like, you know, like, own your shit. Own all your shit. Like, and just own it, you know. Like, stop crying about it. Deal with it. And, like, I'm not trying to sound unempathetic. I'm empathetic. I'm telling you, like, you're not best served by whinging and fucking whining to a circle of fucking people who think that's cool. You just whine together. You know, cry and suck dick. Spit semen. Metaphorically speaking, I have nothing against gay people. I'm just saying, like, fucking sing kumbaya and rub each other's clits until orgasm. So that metaphor is not, like, fucking taking sides. Just fucking fuck each other in a big, whiny elephant walk. A straight elephant walk. You know? Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, like, you're born with what you have, and certain of your traits are immutable. And certain of your traits are on display to the world. You have the option of living in the closet if you want. I don't have that option as a blind person. Or like a black person doesn't have that option. Or a very tall or short person or ugly or attractive person. I believe they might call it prescribed identity in my goofy social justice class. And like, it's like you can't do that type of stuff. That's not gonna get you where you want to go. Unless where you want to go is whiny little bitchville. And like, you know, my mom was a really cool lady. And, you know, in 2006, she paralyzed herself by accident. She had had a couple too many drinks, slipped and fallen down the steps, and broke her back and became a tetraplegic, which is like you can't move your legs at all, and you can move your arms, but you look like you've had a stroke. And you know, talk about a tough row to hoe. Well, I'll tell you what, that's one of the most toughest rows to hoe I've ever heard of. My mom was 47 years old, a very active woman, loved to bike and play mixed doubles tennis and women's basketball and fucking took hikes, was like a high-flying lady who owned her own real estate firm, broke her own back by accident because she fell down the steps of her office, lay there for 2 days, got medevac to Boston, and spent the next, 16 years paralyzed, 15 years paralyzed, in a real tough spot. She couldn't do her business anymore. She couldn't play any sports. Just sucked. And I mean, like, the lack of complaining was marvelously amazing. I mean, I would have been like, fuck! Fuck all that shit I said about not whining. I'm whining. I'm victim blaming. I'm a victim. Fuck! Come around. I want to sing kumbaya and suck dick and get my dick sucked, except I can't feel my dick because I'm paralyzed. Fuck! Give me the booze. Give me the booze. That would be me. That would definitely be me. I'd be like, get me heroin. I'm developing some bad habits until I go. Oh, that'd be me. I'd whine and complain about that shit forever. Because that's some brutal shit. But my mom really didn't that much. Every once in a blue moon. And like, it was very inspiring. Like, and still is. Like, that should be the attitude. It's like everybody, maybe not everybody, but most people, from their own subjective experience, have stuff that sucks for them. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a hot chick, but I imagine there are big aspects to that that are not fun. And, you know, it's not as bad as being an uggo, but, you know, I'm sure, like, if you get your ass slapped, your boob squeezed in a public area, or, like, sexual come-ons that are crude from men you aren't attracted to, I'm saying, like, the sexual come-on is unattractive to you specifically at the time, as opposed to one that was, you know, that's not good. Like, you know, I'm sure that feels very similar to how I feel when occasionally somebody makes a rude comment about my blindness, which happens every once in a while. And, you know, most people think, for example, a hot white lady with money doesn't have problems. You know, the social justice people are going to fucking be like, well, she is one of the dominant social identities. Her high heels are on the fucking necks of the oppressed. Oh, fuck this course. Anyway, you know, but that lady feels experiences that feel similar to the experiences we all feel. Certain types of experiences, because all identities come with baggage. You know, both our individuated identities and our like sociology kind of identities, you know. And everybody's different. So, like, everybody has their own shit to fucking carry around. And, like, look, you know, I'm not saying that you can't process your shit and that you can't say, hey, like, today my buddy Matt filmed me wandering around his house and laughed at me as I couldn't find his front door. True story, by the way. Same guy who fucking took my CNI dog and uploaded it to Reddit because he's a karma whore. That's right. That's right. I'm talking about you, son. This is what happens when you're not on the show to defend yourself. Anyway, you know, like, and by the way, that filming thing was funny. I didn't feel bad about that. The dog thing, I fucking kind of resented, though. I wanted those upvotes. I was like, that's my dog. Go listen to The Blind Spot. Anyway, you know, so everybody has that. Some people have it more because they're like, going through worse shit. Some people are, like, blind or deaf or whatever. It's worse than being, like, fucking LeBron James. But I'm sure, like, LeBron James sometimes feels bad, too. That's the whole point, is we all feel very similar emotions a lot of times. And the key is how you deal with it. And, like, trotting yourself out there as a victim and blaming the rest of the world and then, like, whining about it to other people who want to claim victimhood so you can roll around like that is horrendously bad. Now, look, like, I'm not saying, and I have to qualify this because I know sometimes I make a broad point. There are wonderful support groups, like for people who've gotten raped, or for people who have alcoholic parents, or for people who are a friend or family member of a severely mentally ill person, or, oh, I don't know, for survivors of domestic abuse. There is plenty of helpful group therapy, but that's not what I'm talking about. That type of stuff I just listed is doing work on you. You know, I'll put it this way in a nutshell. Sometimes people get beaten in this country. Children or adults. Most often it's either adults beating children up, and I don't mean corporal punishment, although I'm not a fan of that. I do mean being beaten up, as in, like, you fucking did something, get cracked in the face, fractured jaw. That type of thing. Doesn't have to be that bad, but like a beating instead of a spanking for a kid, I mean. And the kid didn't do anything anyway. Or women get beat up and there's no such thing as corporal punishment in that sense. It's just a fucking bunch of dudes who should be skinned alive and fed through a wood chipper punching chicks because they like to control people who are physically weaker than them. As you can tell, I don't like them. Woman beaters. Anyway, and yes, of course, there are some women who beat some men. Don't know how the fuck that works. But anyway, it happens, and those men, I'm sure, feel fucking all sorts of humiliated and in pain. Although, I would advise them to fucking, you know, knock that chick out. But that's just me. You hoe your own row. But anyway, the point I'm making here is that it's bad when that stuff happens. If a woman physically abuses a man to the point where he's terrified and, like, goes through all the stages of abuse that that happen commonly in reverse when men beat the shit out of women to control their behavior and to isolate them and to fucking make them into, there's probably a better word, but slaves, you know, like beat down people, like by design. You know, he's mad, she wants to live a normal person life, so he hits her until she stops. That's a horrendous thing. We should put that man in jail for 25 years at least, if we can prove he did it, and it was severe abuse. There's a difference between slapping somebody once and what I'm talking about. Because when I say 25-year jail sentence, I mean he beat the fuck out of her. You know, go to jail, stay in jail. I'm cool with long jail sentences for abusers. I really am. The thing is, like, that should be stopped. And that's not cool. I mean, that's an understatement. It's an abomination. It's evil in human form. And, you know, the thing is, it's bad that that happens, but I feel like what happens, and keep in mind this is somewhat of a metaphor, is that now somehow we say, we being America, like, we take pride in being beaten. We're like, look at me, I've been beaten. I'm a victim. Give me my flowers, you know. And I don't think that's the attitude we should have, because culturally we should be like training people to be like that guy punches you in the face and you wait until he's asleep and you just gut him. Like, that's the attitude we should cultivate. I mean, or you pretend like you're going to go take a piss and you call the cops and you put him in jail. So I'm saying, you know, it's like, true story. You can ask, well, nobody, but it's a true story anyway. I was at a party once, and this fat little bastard named Rob, I was going to say fat cunt, little bastard, he's probably not a bastard, but this guy I don't like, his name is Rob. I told you the oxycodone has me kind of punch angry today, sorry. Little punchy, little fucking PMS-y. But anyway, this fella named Rob, fat motherfucker, I was at a party, and as it happened, I was introducing myself to people as they came into the door, like, of the party. And, or maybe I was just standing in the doorway. I can't remember this detail. It doesn't matter. So, this, I say to this guy, Rob, hey, my name's Jay. Nice to meet you, buddy. Stick out my hand to shake his hand. And he goes, are you blind? And I go, yeah. And he goes, you completely blind? And I go, yeah. And he slapped me in the face. Pretty hard. And I got back up, and I knocked him over with a slap. The whole party saw it and went, oh, you know. And that's the heart you should show when people fuck with you, especially when they're fucking with your historically marginalized status. And I'm not saying that's going to work anytime, every time, I mean. And there are situations where you can't do that. This is a reductionist story. It happened just the way I said it did. He slapped me and I cracked him back way harder than he hit me. I was pissed. Who wouldn't be? He shouldn't have hit me. If I could see when he hit me like that. I mean, if I had it to do over again, the only difference is I would have backhanded him this time. And that's not an oxycodone comment. I'm serious. You know, my view is you should not put your hands on other people. And if you do, you deserve a bad beating because you never should have done that in the first place. And I don't mean poking somebody. I mean, as soon as you really start throwing hands out, you slap somebody. If you slap me, I should be able to knock you right unconscious. And if you hit me once, I should be able to knock you unconscious and then kick you a couple times when you're down. They tell me an eye for an eye is outmoded, but I've never seen how. That's why I'm all right with the death penalty in certain cases. I'm not like saying an eye for an eye needs to be our default, but I don't see any reason to take it off the table. Anyway, so like, look, you know, I think that's how you need to be. It's like, don't be a victim. Like, don't feed into it. Like, and by the way, let's just use a really clear-cut example. If a person gets raped, that's the fault of the rapist. I am too high right now to make a case that it's somehow not the fault of the rapist. I suppose there's a good argument, but I don't know what it is.
But the point is, like, victim blaming is a real thing. Where it's like, oh, she shouldn't have been raped because she was wearing a slutty dress. That is nonsense. That just means a man acted like a beast instead of a man. And again, I want him in jail. I mean, I would be cool giving the death penalty to all cases of, just to be very clear, like violent penetrative rape that we could prove. Like if they were all on camera, death penalty. No problem. I don't care if you feel bad about it next year. She can't get unraped. So, or he can't either. And so look, we don't victim blame people who got raped. And being raped is, I'm sure, one of the 5 worst experiences that can happen to a human. And there should be good support groups and lots of therapy and all that stuff. But I would still say, like, in as much as you can get your dignity back and not think of yourself as a victim, it's going to be better for you, I think. I hope. I'm really out high on, I'm out far on a limb, but I can't go back now. So, you know, I would say that in almost all circumstances, maybe in all of them, thinking about yourself as a victim, especially when it's over and you're going forward, is the worst thing you can do for you. I mean, I don't want to get into every personal experience I've ever had, but there are times where I've felt like a victim, either a victim of specifics or a victim of circumstance, you know. Being blind sucks. Like, I don't mean, oh, you know, I don't mean that, like, it sucks all the time or anything. I like my life. I really enjoy being me. I like so much of my life. I could list you 1,000 things I like right now. I mean, like, I won't, but I enjoy so much of my life. But, like, sometimes, you know, I'll spend 8 minutes wandering around looking for a can opener. If I could see, I wouldn't have to do that. That's a little drag. That's not great. But, like, I don't think that me whining about that is helpful to me. I think the less whining I can do about that, the better off I will be. I genuinely believe that to be true. And that's how I try to live my life. And, like, that's how I think other people should try to live their lives as much as that's possible. And to get back to the, I think I can bring this all the way back to the thing I was saying about weakness. Like, you know, weak people exist in the world, and we are a civilized first world society. And our job should be to protect those weak people from bullies and cruel and evil people. That should be our job as a society. Even if you're a weak person, if there's someone slightly weaker than you and you can help them out from a slightly stronger bully or a cruel person or an evil person, or you band together with other people to help, you should do that. In this society, we should protect the weak. And frankly, I don't know whether I'm weak or I'm strong or in between. Maybe it's a combination. Maybe it's not a binary. But I think if you're not pretending to be dumb, you know what I mean when I'm talking about all this stuff. My mom was a physically weak person. She was paralyzed. She needed protection and help from society. And society gave it to her pretty well. But, you know, I think we should protect the weak. But I also don't think we should stand up in public and fetishize our weaknesses to one another and say, ah, here I am weak. I think we should fetishize our strengths and we should tell ourselves to be stronger. And I don't mean in some fucking crazy Nazi way. I'm just saying, I'm going to go find that fucking can opener. And I'm not going to cry about it. And if it takes me 8 minutes today to find it, I want to go find it in a month. It should take me 5 minutes because I've come up with a better technique. You know, like this is how I feel. I feel like it's your job as much as you can to try and be the best person you can be. And it's hard, you know. And, your friends and your family, and I guess these days, internet strangers often help you do that, you know. But, like, you don't You don't wallow in a cul-de-sac of fucking what? Of what? You don't wallow in a cul-de-sac of fucking cowardice and fucking weakness. You just do the best you can. And like, you know, it might not work. I mean, I'll tell you. There was one day I was walking through a field of alfalfa. My buddy Johnny had gone running off. He'd had a schizophrenic episode. Sorry, John, but that's what happened. And I realized that this is probably the worst situation I've ever been in. I'm in a flat fucking field, a mile from a road. I'm fully blind. I have no cane on me. You know what I did? I lit a cigarette off an electric fence and I fucking walked towards the road until the cops came. And then I talked us out of fucking being charged with things. So I could have just cried about it instead, but it probably would have ended worse for me. There were other things I was going to talk about today. For example, the House of Representatives is voting to ban TikTok today. They're either going to make the Chinese company that owns it divest it, which means sell it to Americans, or they're going to just ban it outright. And I hope they ban it. TikTok is garbage. So is the country that made it. Like, well past time to, should have done it 2 years ago. But we're slow here now. Fucking, we have problems. And not banning TikTok as fast as we should have is simply a symptom of our fucking issues. Anyway. Let's see here. Yeah, so I will tell you what's distracting me in the... you know, the reason I'm going to do it is because, I believe in a certain type of podcast. You know, some of my friends believe that I have a drug problem and they gossip about it together. And, when I got here like a week later, from after I got here, I drank between 5 and 7 beers. Well, my buddy Matt wasn't here. I had a great time. It was a wonderful time. I relaxed. I hadn't been able to sleep for like 30 or 35 hours. That didn't have anything to do with the beer, the not sleeping. I wasn't like withdrawing. It's just that when I'm stressed, the first thing to go is my sleep. And so I've been fucking stressed. There were like 2 or 3 things that had stressed me out. And like some of those stressors went away and I was so relieved. And I was so pleased and knew I was going to be able to relax. And I had like 5 to 7 beers over, I don't know, 4 hours. Then I went to sleep. Then I woke up and Matt was all pissed off that I drank the beer. He'd asked me not to drink in his house. Not to drink, but like 5 to 7 beers was like over the implied line. And it's like he prefers now that I don't do any drugs at his house. And like, I'm cool with that. Like, it's been... since the February 14th, I haven't done anything. Haven't had a drink and haven't smoked any weed. I'm a way bigger pothead. Drinking's just like, you know, a thing I do sometimes. But I could easily go California sober, and I think that's probably my plan over the next year or so. I'd like being California sober. Save the fucking booze for fucking some other time in life. Maybe not at all, I don't know. But anyway, that's not the point. So, like, the thing is, I'm also an adult, I'm 36 years old, and, like, I've been here since February 5th. So, you know, like, I feel like if I want to smoke weed, I'm not going to, like, I didn't sign up for rehab coming here. But, like, to be respectful of my boy, you know, my main man, Matt, big dog, I got to fucking leave the house now to smoke weed, which is okay. Like, I'm not mad about it. Like, because, you know, like, if I had a rule like no jerking off in my house and I was serious about it, the respectful thing to do is to fucking go in the woods, bust a nut and come back, you know. But I can't really go in the woods. I'm blind. So if I want to smoke a joint today, I'm going to have to take an Uber. And, like, it's a day after my hernia surgery. And, like, if I could see, I would literally, like, walk down this driveway, walk, I don't know, 100 yards down the road and light this joint and smoke it and then walk back to the house, you know. But I'm blind. Like, I feel like that may be a little unsafe to do. And, like, so what I have to do is Uber out of here, go somewhere, smoke my joint, and then fucking Uber back. It'll cost me, like, $30, and I really want to complain about it. It's like a blindness surcharge just to go smoke a fucking joint. And, like, a normal fucking non-disabled person would just be able to do that so much easier than me, even with a hernia surgery. I hate the phrase differently abled. That's a perfect example of this fucking, I don't want to use, I don't know what vile word to use, but that's a perfect example of this nonsense I'm talking about. I'm disabled. I have all the abilities minus one, sight. So anyway, it'd be easier for a sighted person to do it that way. And you have no idea how much I want to complain about this. Or I want to call Matt and be like, let me smoke on your property. I'm playing the blindness card. You know, but that's not what I want to do. It's not the right way to be, you know. And I know this has nothing to do with any serious shit. It's not getting your jaw broken by some douchebag asshole because he's mad you didn't fucking make a mistake, or he's mad you wear lipstick, or he's mad you still have some friends, or that some dude checked out your ass. You know, this is, on that scale, a 0.1. But I'm saying that it is illustrative of what I'm talking about, because I'm sure I can go on Reddit and find some blind person complaining about that shit. But I don't think that's how anybody should get down. And please keep in mind that I'm sure there are very few blind people listening to that, but I really think some version of that lesson, slightly less leavened by the oxycodone high I'm on, is what you should all take away from this rant of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, if you made it through to the end, I am fucking most pleased and very thankful that you stayed with me this long time. This whole time, sorry, this long. I actually had a good time talking today. I hope you enjoyed listening. I really don't know how good I am at monologuing when there's no guests, you know, but my barber says I shouldn't self-deprecate on my podcast, so I'm not gonna. So I'm just gonna tell you I did the best I could. I'll try for a little better next time. And you know, everybody keep it real. Don't be a victim. Fucking kick ass. Take names, spit in the face of oppression. Peace out, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
Speech on.